What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So we got a special guest we about to bring on, and he's about to be making his debut into the BKFC. He wasn't in the BKFC when we first did an interview, so this is the second time doing an interview. He'll be fighting BKFC Fight Night Edmonton. August 9th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, River Cree Resort and Casino versus Nick Felbert. Let's bring on James Dazzle.
What's up?
What up? Yo, did I get your last name right? Is it Dazzle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it, brother. It's all good. They it's apparently pronounced Deal. It's like a Scottish or a Gaelic name, but I like to use all the letters. They're all there, you know, so why take them out?
All right, so you about to be fighting for BKFC, man.
Yeah, brother, look at that. See, like, I got to get more interviews with you. You know, we were talking about it last time. It's been the goal for, like, 5 years, and here we go. It's going to happen. I'm pumped, man. So, yeah, thanks for having me back on.
No problem. So who hit you up about the fight? Was it Nate?
It was Nate eventually to be real. I'm not sure how it even happened. I think I saw that you know, I like to fight bare knuckle. I've been doing it for a bit. I've been chomping at the bit. I haven't fought since November. And I've been dying to do it. And I saw that somebody was looking for a fight in bare knuckle. And I spoke to a manager that was talking to BKFC. And then talked to Nate. Nate said there was a contract sent my way. I said, oh, really? Send it to me. And then, yeah, so Nate sent me the contract and here we go. BKFC time, baby. It's been a long time coming. Me and Nate have been speaking back and forth for years and just been trying to get something figured out. And, you know, I'm going up a weight class. I keep telling people, I don't care anybody, anytime, any place. And I'm going to keep backing it up. Felber, like, you know, I'm going up a weight class to fight him and he's a tough, tough cat, but I don't care. I just want to fight.
So what do you know about this guy? I watched a little clip of him doing MMA.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an MMA guy, or has been the last little bit. He actually trains with Tim Tamaki, so kind of disadvantage to me because, you know, fought Tamaki twice the last of our last two fights. So, you know, that's his boy, that's his training partner. But again, I left a lot of things out of my bag of tricks there the last couple of fights. So it's good. I mean, I kind of have an idea how this guy fights or what it looks like he fights. Pretty similar to Tim's style, same coach and everything too, right? So a lot of similarities. I know what I did wrong as Tamaki. So try and correct those mistakes against Felber. Again, you know, tough guy. I'm going up to 155 for this one. I think he's kind of, yeah, I'm not sure where he's a, you know, pretty thick dude. So we'll see what happens.
Now, does he already fight bare knuckle and like some other promotion?
So I think this is his first bare knuckle fight. I believe he may have done a bare knuckle MMA. Possibly. I was looking into that. I think this is his first bare knuckle fight. So, I mean, that's a whole different beast, man. It's, it throws people off because, you know, it's way different getting hit with a bare fist than it is with a glove. Like, just different sensation, different feelings. It's, you know, your hands for one. Most guys mess their hands up pretty fast.
So when you fight a guy who's maybe coming for bare knuckle MMA or MMA, are you going off of the MMA footage on how you think he's going to fight in a bare knuckle fight?
I that's kind of how I'm basing it right now. Kind of all I've seen. Right. So I have been looking at it that way. He did, from most of the MMA fights I've seen, he does like to stand and bang. So that's good. And yeah, I'm just kind of using, I assume that's, you know, you typically, the way you box is pretty well, you sort of stick with it a little bit. So unless he's changing a lot of stuff up, I kind of think I know what to expect, but again, you never know, right? It's everything until you get in there and you're actually throwing, who knows, but I got a decent game plan going and, you know, it gets thrown out the window as soon as you get punched in the jaw. But
I interviewed somebody recently and I think it was Steve Tomahawk Townsend was saying that bare knuckle is still so young that all the fighters are still kind of learning who they are. as fighters, and you, so you never know what to expect. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. It is like, I mean, it is very new, right? Like, I want to go in there and box, but my instinct just instantly goes to hockey fighting. And, you know, that's, I've been doing that, like that same style, getting tight and just like dirty boxing kind of deal. Right. So it's not really what I want my style to be either. And it's built into me. So I think a lot of guys are still figuring out their strategy, what works, what doesn't. We've seen a lot of guys that like to drag things into late water and get guys tired. But you know, man, all it takes is that one shot. We also see tons of fights that are done in the first 10 seconds, right?
Like for a guy like this, okay, you said it's his first bare knuckle. Does it make it hard for you to train for him since it's his first bare knuckle? Or do you think it might be harder for him because you're more experienced?
I think it kind of leans towards him being in a bit of a better position, I think, because, you know, he got three bare knuckle fights footage to watch of me. I mean, it's not a whole ton of stuff to watch, but like three different fights, kind of see, you know, probably get a decent gauge of what I'm coming at there with. And yeah, because I only got MMA stuff to kind of look at for him, it makes it a little difficult to try and think on how he's going to do stuff. You know, is he going to swing the way he swings without gloves on? It's interesting. I'm just going to have to go in with my game plan and just go in ready for war.
Now for this fight, have you been training any harder than the previous ones, or is it pretty much the same?
I think harder just based on I always try and get myself better every day. So for this one, you know, obviously a bigger deal, BKFC. I want to show up, man. I want to put the world on notice. So yeah, definitely training a little harder here and really ramping things up. I was really focused on putting the weight up too. I want to make sure that I got to put on 10 pounds basically. Right. So I've been working on that. I'm basically right at weight now, but I'd like to kind of put on a little bit before I have to cut down a bit again too.
And I'm guessing you've been to Edmonton before.
You know, I've not, I've been to Red Deer. No, so Havoc, where I've been fighting in Alberta, was actually in Red Deer. So River Cree, I was supposed to go fight at in June, but that fight got canceled. So now I'm going to get to head out there. So that should be cool.
Now, what do you think about this fight card for Edmonton? Have you looked at the whole fight card?
I have looked at the card. You know, a couple decent names on there. I think there's a lot of debuts going on from what I saw. So it's a decent card. They have Felber and I up near the top, which is kind of cool. Because I think I'm probably one of the few guys with experience on there, I think.
And both of y'all are Canadian, right?
That's correct. He's from out there. So he's from Alberta, and I'm in Ontario, where we still got to legalize this shit.
Now, for the guys, like, when they bring in the U.S. opponents, does that make you want to, like, win even more that they're bringing in the out-of-towners for the U.S.?
100%. I love you guys. I'm a massive, massive fan of Americans. You guys are phenomenal. But it definitely gives you, especially you want to come into, bring into Canada, you know, you got the hometown advantage going on a little bit. And it definitely gets a little more hype. You feel like you're fighting, you know, a little bit more for your country and stuff, right? I feel that way anyway. I can't wait to get over there and, you know, be that heel, have everybody hate me for a bit.
So this fight, do you think it might start out quick, or you think both of y'all might be trying to fill each other out?
It's so hard to say, man. You never know. It's tough to gauge. I expect him to come out swinging. I think so. I think he's going to come out pretty guns a-blazing from what I've seen about him. He's very forward and likes to go that way. You never know. He might just flip it up completely on me, but I expect it to be, you know, full tilt.
I ain't gonna lie. He looked pretty tough.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, man. Yeah, he definitely is going to be a tough opponent. But hey, what's like I said, I want to go in there and I want the toughest guys. I want to go in there and prove myself. You know, like no matter what happens, I'm stepping up a weight class. I'm fighting a guy, you know, that I know is super tough. And we're gonna put on a war. I'm gonna put on a show, and I'm gonna want them to have me back.
Yeah, and I think, you know as well as I do in the fight game, there's some guys that always try to go for the easy opponents. So you got to respect the guy who wants to fight the best. I mean, to be the best, you got to beat the best. That's always been the saying. That hasn't changed.
100%, man. It's and that's where I see it. Like I said, I've been saying forever, I want to go pro. I want to, you know, fight for why come in here and start handpicking guys and try and pick easy fights? Like, to me, that's, there's no pride in that to me. Like I don't, anybody, just give them to me. Let's go. That's where my head's been at always. And it's funny how those kind of fighters, now that I'm training guys, like those kind of fighters are, they just come to you, kind of attract your own breed.
Now, have they released the odds on this fight card yet? Do you know?
I've been looking, I haven't seen any yet. I've been looking all over for them.
Is that, I never asked anybody, but is that like a motivational tool when you go into the fight? Like,
for me, 100%.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't let you finish there. I kind of missed the end.
I was about to say, basically, is it just a, you know, motivational tool when you go in because you're not favored in the fight or, you know, and whatnot?
Yeah, to me, it's like I love being an underdog, man. I love when people dope me. I just love proving people wrong, and yeah, I mean, I've never had betting odds, so I'm pretty excited just to see some odds beside my name, and I imagine I'll be an underdog. We'll see what happens. It's hard to say, right? Because I have a record. Who knows how they're gonna score it? But I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm pretty excited.
So you said this is the first time you've had bet nights. So this will be the first time somebody can actually bet on a fight that you fought.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's cool. So like you got friends out there that might be like looking to try to bet on you to try to win some money.
Oh, 100%. We'll see how good of friends they are. I'll see if they bet for me or against me.
Yeah. I see something you said. It said, I can't pronounce this word. Something Wolverine. P-E-N-E.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. Penetanguishene.
What is that?
Well, that's the town that I'm from. Hold on. Let me just.
That's I'm in Penetanguishene. That's where I'm born and raised. That's the, that's kind of like the logo and the nickname, sort of. You know, right, I had
so Penetanguishene.
There you go. You got it. They had to start calling it Penetang because nobody, it was way too, they wouldn't fit on the sign.
Is that a French name?
I think it's an aboriginal word, I think, but it's a French community, so I don't know why. I don't even think it's a word. I don't know what it is.
It almost seemed like we pronounce it like it should be like a city in China or something.
I mean, yeah. It's a funny one, man. Penetanguishene. Yeah, nobody ever like. You should hear the phone calls with that one.
So you got the hockey background. Lot of bare knuckle fights in hockey. What's the odds that a guy goes through a whole like hockey career not getting a one bare knuckle fight?
Oh my goodness, slim. I mean, you have to be a pretty tame individual and keep yourself away from the puck. Probably, it's just, man, hockey. I wasn't a fighter until I was a fighter. You know what I mean? It just happens. But I think I'm sure there's a few. I'm sure there's plenty of guys who have gone their whole career without fighting, but. Man, I think at some point, Gretzky dropped the mitts at some point, you know what I mean? Lemieux, like all pretty much, you've almost seen everybody get in a fight at some point. Crosby's thrown down a couple times.
Who were some of the best bare knuckle guys in hockey back in the days? Do you know?
Oh, man, the guys that I like, you know, Bob Probert, Ty Domi, Wendell Clark, those are my dudes from when I was growing up.
I've never heard of none of those guys. Are they just like enforcers?
No, I mean, Wendell Clark was a first overall pick to Toronto Maple Leaf. That was like in the mid 80s. Ty Domi played in New York. He was a big draw for a while. Him and Bob Probert. Bob Probert, I think, might be maybe the toughest, one of the biggest enforcers in NHL history, I would think.
I don't even know why we got a hockey team in North Carolina. We don't even play hockey in North Carolina, but I guess we like the fist fight, so I guess that's the only reason.
Yeah, that's funny because the Hurricanes never been known to throw like they don't have many fighters. I can't even picture a Carolina fight.
I'm surprised we even got the hockey team, man. It's crazy to me.
You guys have been doing all right though with it. It's
We won a championship.
Yeah, man. When you guys got a team, I was pretty shocked and I didn't think it'd last, but you're doing all right.
So, like, when hockey players, like, get old and retired, is bare knuckle always probably a good option for them?
I think so. I think so now. And I don't know if you saw BKFC has the Ice Wars now, too, right? Did you see that?
Yeah, what is that about?
So, I am signed with them as well. So I'll be fighting on that. It's just hockey fights. So you full equipment, then you just are on ice throwing down, man.
So you're not playing hockey. You're just doing the hockey fight.
You're just doing the hockey fight. Yeah, it's pretty bonkers, but I'm pumped. I cannot wait. The weight classes. So the lowest weight class is 150. So I'm like sitting in lightweight for that. Like just, and that's kind of my prime weight. So I'm really stoked for that, man. And I'm used to fighting guys that were like 210. You know, in hockey fights, you fight the biggest guys. That's how it works. So I'm really pumped to fight some guys my own size.
And I would think, like, it's got to be tough, like, bare-knuckling on ice. Like, how hard is it to keep your balance while you're bare-knuckling on ice?
Dude, it's difficult. That's why I was so pumped to do bare-knuckle boxing, because I was used to doing it on skates, which is like, oh, yeah, give me some boxing shoes and go and fight. That's fantastic.
Are they doing that only up in Canada? They're doing that only up in Canada, the Ice Wars?
No, the first one was in Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so the first was in Michigan, and then they had one in Edmonton at the River Cree. And I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I think the next one is going to be in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, I got to look into that. I haven't seen, like, where they actually broadcast and what times and stuff like that.
Yeah, they haven't announced the next one. They did the first two pretty quick. It was like Canada versus U.S., home and home almost thing. And there's rumblings of stuff coming up. I've seen a couple of the guys talking about.
So why are we talking about hockey? Talking about hockey. I don't know if you ever seen this movie, but Youngbloods. You ever seen that?
Oh man, I haven't. I've heard so much about it. I've heard so many of my buddies talk about it. I've been wanting to watch it forever, and I know they're making a new one.
Are they like a remake from the original?
It's either a remake or a continuation. I think it might be like his son or his grandson or something. Like, I think it's a continuation. It might just be a full out remake. I'm not 100% sure, but they were shooting a bunch of it around, like in Toronto and stuff.
Yeah, Youngbloods came out when I was young, and I think it's probably the best hockey movie ever. It had Patrick Swayze and Rob Lowe was like the main character in it.
Yeah, I remember Rob Lowe was in it. And so you think it's the best hockey movie ever?
Yep.
Oh, buddy, I got to watch this then.
Yeah.
Better than Slapshot? It's really good.
Better than what?
Slapshot?
Man, I think it's the best ever, dude.
Wow.
I think if you watch it, I think you'll be like, yo, this is a classic. It's a classic sports movie to me altogether, you know?
Dude, I love it.
In the hockey element, I think you'll like it.
Cool. I will definitely check that out, man. Thank you.
Yeah, because the whole thing was, you know, Rob Lowe wasn't super tough. He was just like quick on the ice, and he had to kind of get tough toward the end because, you know, the guy that they basically going up against was like a brawler, yo. He was like a Canadian. I think he was from like Edmonton or something like that, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, probably. All those Alberta boys are always always the tough ones.
Well, what kind of town is Edmonton? Do you know?
I don't really know. I mean, I know it's a pretty big hockey town. Edmonton Oilers are pretty synonymous with hockey. Big. It has, I think it's got the biggest mall in Canada in Edmonton. Okay. But yeah, besides that, I don't really know a whole ton.
All right, so y'all gonna be fighting lightweight, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. I'm happy for you, man. I know you've been wanting this for a while, man. Thanks, BKFC bro. Is clearly, I mean, they are, even though they got haters, they are the biggest bare knuckle fight promotion. I think they're way more interesting than boxing. They're definitely not beating out UFC anytime soon, but I would rather watch bare knuckle than I would rather watch UFC. Sometimes UFC can be boring when them guys are just on the ground just wrestling and dude just got to do pin and they ain't doing nothing and... You know, it's bare knuckle. You can see some eye get busted open, somebody get knocked out. You can see a long fight that looks like Rocky 2. You know, you can see a lot, man. You can see somebody get beat so bad they quit. I mean.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty I love it. I'm with you. I think it's the most entertaining thing to watch out there. It's rare that you see a boring bare knuckle fight. And if you do, like, those guys probably aren't going to be around very long. Like, it's tough to have a boring bare knuckle fight, man. I love it. I absolutely love it.
So you still doing a rap thing? I saw you a video where you was doing a show.
Yeah, but of course I love it. So it's pretty much, I mean, that's my life right now is fighting and writing, rapping. And I don't know where I was going to go with that.
I love rapping too, man. I mean, I started rapping when I was 14. I don't fight bare knuckle, but I like to watch it. So
there you go. We should rap about something. You know, me fighting and you. We'll figure something out. Get some stuff. Are you still rapping now?
I mean, I ain't dropped a song in a year. My homeboy that doesn't rap started sending me these ChatGPT songs, and had me. He was trying to generate them with the ChatGPT, but I told him you got to write it on ChatGPT and then use a music generator to kind of generate it. So he had me generate these little AI songs, and now he's all, you know, pumped up about it. And I ain't gonna lie, man, AI, yo, the songs that AI is pumping out, man, like some of these rappers and stuff, they better step their game up, man. I'm sorry, yo.
It's intense, man. It's good. Like, and it just keeps getting better. I keep having little rap battles with the ChatGPT, just little back and forth. I've been kicking his ass pretty good, but I mean, it won't be long. What's that?
How do you rap battle?
Well, I just write. I just rip a lyric at it, and then we just go back and forth. It's kind of weird and funny, but like, it's just crazy how smart this shit is.
It is. It is, man. I mean, the other day we made a song, a reggae song about smoking weed with aliens.
Nice. Dude.
Yo, smoking ganja with the aliens. I thought it was the dopest shit I heard for a long time, yo.
send it to me. That just sounds like the best. Like, I'm all about that. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. We be coming up with some old types of crazy stuff, man. And I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, the regular fan, they're gonna love AI. Like, the person that can't really make music on their own, you know, they're gonna love AI when they get in there and just make whatever they want to. And you know, I do music promotion for a living. So I've told these artists, you're going to have to step up your game to combat AI, because AI is pumping out a lot of songs. You can pump out so many songs with AI. It's like,
non-stop.
You can record one song and, like, say it take you two, three hours to record a song. I could have done put out 200 to 300 songs by then.
That's, I know. It's actually insane, man. Like, it's too good.
Yeah. So what kind of theme music you plan on coming out with on your entrance?
Oh man, I got a couple ideas. It's gonna be heavy anyway. It'll be they got a couple in my mind. I'll be going through them and see which one really gets me going. But yeah, I got like two or three in mind right now.
So fighters never usually come out with the same theme music every time, right? Y'all usually try to come out with a different song every time.
It depends. Some guys, it's true, a lot of times they change, but some guys stick with the same, like a wrestler, right? The wrestlers have their same song for years and years and years. I think some guys go with the same music. But yeah, I've noticed a lot of dudes, especially in BKSC, they change their song pretty often.
So y'all gonna have the weigh-in, I guess, is August 8th, right?
Yeah.
You expect that to get any chippy?
It's hard to say. I'm pretty sure Felber's a pretty decent dude.
Okay.
No, yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. He seems like a pretty good guy, to be honest. It's like, it's hard to find anything he seems like a decent dude. So, and I, you know, I'll talk shit sometimes just to get stuff going, and you know, you want to hype stuff up. But I also, you know, when there's a genuine dude, and I'm more respectful than I am with that stuff. If somebody starts with me, I'll gladly take. Well, we'll go. But I'm typically not the one who's going to start.
Yeah, you never know with BKSC. Half the guys are like, they're going to just shake hands out of respect, you know. And another half is going to be shit talking like crazy.
Yeah, throw a cannoli at you or something.
Oh, yeah. I just interviewed Johnny Cannoli recently, man. I love that guy, man.
He's a good dude, man. Or he seems like it. I don't know him, but he seems like a pretty good dude.
That definitely could probably piss somebody off.
I'd be right. So I was pissed watching. I was like, wait.
You going to be interested?
What's that?
I think we got a little lag going on. I think we got a little lag going on because you were kind of talking. I was talking. I was saying, is there any other fights on this fight card you might be interested in on this Edmonton one? Any ones that stand out to you besides yours?
Struve there. Drew. The I think the main event. That should be a good one. He's been a pretty good Canadian boxer for a bit. I think he's fought in BKFC a couple times. Yeah. I believe he has.
I think
anyway.
He's 2-0. Drew Struve. Drew Struve,
yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah, Struve. I put an R in there for some reason, probably because of the Drew. Yeah, Drew Struve. He's I've been kind of following him for a bit because I saw his kind of climb with boxing, and I'm looking forward to seeing his fight. And yeah, you know, it's bare knuckle. It's BKFC. Like, it's gonna be a good time just watching all these fights.
Yeah, y'all got Hassan Al Ghanim. He's 3-0. And bare knuckle. Definitely interested to see that. I'm supposed to be interviewing this guy, Brady Meister. He's actually from America, but he had a really good win last time. They need to get you and Nick's pictures up, man. They don't got your pictures yet, man. They need to step that up.
I know, man. I'm waiting. I want to blast that stuff out there.
Yeah, because, I mean, once you get that one fight, they're supposed to go ahead and create that profile. I mean, there's dudes that ain't fought in years that still got profiles on here.
Oh, yeah?
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they gotta get on that. I won't do anything.
Yeah, I'm interested to see this fight card though, man. Y'all got a female fight as well too, Alexandra Delgado Lopez and Emma Murray. Usually go about 5 rounds, you know, so that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, man.
And whatnot.
I'm so stoked. It's coming so fast, right? It's holy, it's like 2.5 weeks away.
Yeah, it's literally.
yeah, man. So, but oh, yeah, it's coming up quick. But I can't wait. I'm pumped, dude. This is, I've been waiting for this moment for like 4.5 years. I was looking over
Have
my.
You already
messages.
Made weight.
I'm already on weight. Yeah, man. I already made the easy parts. I'm already there. So now I'm just trying to like bulk up a little bit. Just stay pumped. Stay jacked. And get ready. I went and got my medicals and all that stuff done today, and we're good to go, man. I'm pumped.
When do y'all leave out for Edmonton?
Well, for medical wise. Oh, when do we leave?
Yeah, well, yeah. When y'all supposed to be there? Yeah.
I believe I fly out on the 7th.
Okay, so you got to fly there.
Yeah. It's a hike from here. I think it's I think drive-wise, be looking at like 18, 20 hours or something crazy.
Wow.
It's a long way. I think it's like almost the equivalent to California or something.
I forgot Canada does stretch from like the East Coast to the West Coast.
Canada's huge, man. It's a big country.
But y'all don't got a super big population. I'm thinking like, y'all resources ain't stretched thin like America's are.
Yeah, no, you're, that's true. That's true. There's, but I mean, it's, it's starting. I mean, a lot of people are coming here now. It's filling up, not filling up. I mean, we do have a lot of room, but it's the population's growing.
Y'all definitely getting a lot of those Trump haters up there. That's for sure.
That's true. I feel like there's been a decent amount of people moving. Some getting kicked out too. That a lot of my Canadian friends over there that have been living there, some of them are getting booted back.
Are they were they on visas and stuff?
I think most of them were. I don't know what the deal was, but yeah, some of them had to come back.
Yeah, they definitely cracking down like crazy with all that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what can I do, man? I don't, like, people be talking about rebellions nowadays. Like, the Second Amendment ain't going to help with a rebellion nowadays when they got nukes.
Exactly. You gotta kind of tread cautiously, right?
Yeah, they got drones, they got nukes, they got missiles, they got Black Hawks. They got everything that we don't got. Like, you can have all the AKs and all the people in the world, man. That's not going to be enough.
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're kind of fighting a losing battle. It's you get it. We all want to stand up and, you know, we want to fight for freedom and fight for whatever else. But it's unfortunately, it's a losing battle, right? Like,
I definitely think it is. I mean, we so much under thumb now. It's, you know, I think you just got to make the best of what you got, you know, your life, man. You got to just find happiness within, man.
100%, bro. I'm with you. That's it, right? As long as you just kind of, my biggest thing is I just lead with love, right? Go out there and give what you can, and hopefully it's reciprocated. But, you know, a lot of people are in a tough spot. Most people are dealing with stuff you have no idea about. If you can just, you know, smile, lend a hand, be a good person, that's kind of all I try and do, is just try and be a little bit, you know, give people something to smile about.
I think most of the problem with people are not really making a living doing what they love to do. And a lot of people don't know what they love to do. So a cat like you, I mean, you know, you get to fight and make some money off of it. I know it's got to be a good feeling for you.
Yeah, man, it really is the best. You know, like when I was 8 years old, I said I wanted to be a boxer. I wanted to be a professional boxer. I have no idea why or where that came from, but like it's kind of something I've been chasing my whole life. And now to be able to do it, and, you know, knock on wood, but to be able to say, you know, I'm going to the upper echelon of this thing. So it's pretty wicked to be able to even just say, you know, I get paid to do something I love doing.
And this would probably be like possibly the most eyeballs on one of your fights, right? With the Instagram, the streaming. I mean, it's going to be on BKFC app, Amazon Prime, Fubo Sports. I don't know what else it's possibly on. I mean, if you actually get a knockout, there's no telling how many people's going to see that, you know. Man.
Yeah, it's I'm more excited than nervous, which is kind of a good feeling. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Like, that's what I want. Like, my whole life, I just like put the eyes on me, put the pressure on me. I want that. Let's go.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm happy for you. You know, we did an interview. You were fighting with the Havoc. I know we talked about BKFC because I did a lot of BKFC interviews. And once I seen, you know, you had to fight, I was like, hold on, you got to fight with BKZ? Like, yeah, like, we got to get it back up on here, man.
yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. And, thank you so much for having me back. And hopefully this is, you know, we get lots more of these and lots more chatting.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait to see this fight card, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to be rooting for you. So don't tell Felber that unless I got to interview him one day.
All right, your secret's safe with me, man.
Any shout outs you want to do before we go?
I'll give a shout out to my wife because I never do, and I'm like, I feel like a terrible husband. So shout out to Deanna Palazzo for just, you know, putting up with me. Like, she does not like the fight game. She did not marry a fighter. Like, she didn't know. She did, but she had no idea because I was out of it for so long. And, you know, she's been forced back into this world, and she just is, you know, I appreciate her for just riding it with me.
Yeah, I'm bare knuckle is probably something that for some families, they probably do worry, I would think.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, my mom too. My mom and my wife are like the biggest Achilles heel I got, just because they worry nonstop. But again, the fact that they haven't disowned me and are still supportive, and you know, they know, they hate it, but they know how important it is to me. And and you know, there's to show their support. My mom will still go and watch the fights. My wife says she won't, but then she does. So.
And it's, I think if I'm not mistaken, the data shows that it's actually long-term better than boxing.
100%. From all the studies I've done, from even what I've felt personally myself, that you're going to get cut up. Yeah, you might drop a little quicker, but ultimately you're taking way less head damage. And, you know, that's the thing that I've been telling them. And I'm even, you know, I have to get MRIs and all that done now. So, you know, I there's going to be a lot of studies based on this too. And I think it's been proven, and there's been a lot of studies on it, that it is actually safer.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's what it says. I'm going to have to go off of the experts, because I'm not an expert on that. Well, I appreciate you taking time out, man. Wish you the best of luck in this fight, man. I mean, because, you know, even win or lose, if you put on a good performance, I mean, that's always from what I've heard, BKFC is always going to take that into notice.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. And I mean, I'm ready to bring everything I got, put on a show and put the world on notice, man. And thank you again for having me, buddy. It's always great chatting with you, and I appreciate it.
All right, James, man, we August 9th, man. We'll be tuning in, man.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go.
All right, man. Take it easy.
You too, brother. Talk soon.
All right, peace. Well, there you have it. James Dazzle will be fighting BKFC Edmonton August 9th. I mean, that's 2 weeks away, 8 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know if they got free fights on there yet. They ain't been announced, but the main event is Drew Stu versus Michael Mano. Drew Stu's 2-0, looking for 3-0. And yeah, Hassan Al Ghanim versus Zach Panel. Al Ghanim looking to go to 4-0. You got Bodan Kodak versus Brady Meister, who beat Joe White last fight. He's 2-1, looking to go 3-1. And then, of course, right here, you got Nick Felber versus James Dazzle. BKC, man, y'all need to get the pictures up there, man. Y'all slacking right now, man. What's going on? You got to get the bios, the pictures, all that good stuff, social media links. And, of course, you got the female fight, Alexandra Delgado Lopez versus Emma Murray. Right before that, Kamani Crawford versus Matthew Sokoliak. Man, some of these names. I'd be butchering some of these names. What else we got here? We got Adam Day Fritas versus Skylar Mahler. Justin Kennedy versus Caden Scott. Caden Guru versus Joseph Creer, who's got 6 BKFC fights under his belt. Looking to come off a loss and whatnot. So, yeah, that's Edmund the card, man. Of course, it's fight week. This Friday is Philly. And, you know, you got Justin Pegg versus Peterson. That's going to be interesting as well. Of course, Johnny Cannoli will be fighting Gabriel Roman. Lex Ludlow, who I just interviewed recently. So make sure y'all go check out the Lex Ludlow interview and the John Garbarino interview, also known as Johnny Cannoli, looking to go to 3-0. He'll be fighting Eric Lopez, 3-1. All right, we're about to wrap it up. Shouts out to James Dazzle for coming on, man. Be definitely rooting for him. Hopefully he gets a win. And can't wait to see what Canada has to offer. I don't know if I've watched any of the Canadian cards too much. So we're going to see what they have to offer. But I appreciate y'all. We live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Audio version will go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. If there's anything else. Nope, that's it. Also, go follow Live from Vietnam on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. and be looking out for more interviews on the Paul Pickett podcast, more interviews on Live for Vietnam as well. We do them pretty much weekly. And yeah, thanks. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Peace, and I'm out. What is up with this outro? My outro don't want to play.